The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, or gender. It's for consenting adults only and is not safe for work. Thanks for listening.
I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this time we have a story from comedian Alex Black. Are you ready for the best news of 2021? Well, here it comes. This time, we have Margaret Cho on the Body Storytelling live stream, and it's going to be this Saturday, March 13th. Y'all, stuff like this only happens once in a lifetime, so you better get your ticket as soon as possible. I have been trying to get Margaret Cho for over 7 years. They know me there. I write them constantly. I check their website. I check to see if there's a booking. I see if there's a hole. I message them and say, maybe this time, and it's never worked out. The nicest possible no you're ever going to get in your life, but always a no. And this time, they said yes. I'm in shock. I can't believe it's finally happening after so many years of admiring Margaret Cho's work. Like, she can do everything. If you go online and look at Margaret Cho's bio, you have never seen a bio like this. She started performing when she was 14 years old and was the opening act for Jerry Seinfeld. And it's been going every year since, constantly putting out art. I'm just like, it's like meeting one of your idols. So if you want to watch me try not to be ridiculously goofy as I fawn, this is your chance. We've also got sex writer Tracy Clark Flory, who has a brand new book out called Want Me, A Sex Writer's Journey into the Heart of Desire. This book is so good. We're going to have genderqueer cartoonist Archie Bongiovanni, and we've got brand new songs from our resident songwriter Jefferson Berkey. This one, this is the one. If you're not sure, this is the one. Set your alarm clock if you're in England. Get up at 3 a.m., whatever it takes, because the live experience is unlike anything you've ever seen. Our live streams are phenomenal. We have dance parties. We have prizes. We have rock stars this time. So go to the show notes, get your ticket link. The show is going to be this Saturday, March 13th. I'm sorry, I have to go fall down now. I'm so excited. How's your week going? You know, if we were in person at a live show, I could ask you that question and you could answer it. And that is called a conversation. And that is what I have been missing for all of this pandemic. Missing hearing how your life is, hearing what's going on with you, hearing about your accomplishments, all of it. Conversation feels so one-sided right now. One of my best friends likes to text, hates talking on the phone, and often will send a text and then I will respond and it'll be 2 weeks before I hear a response. By the time I hear a response, I don't even remember what the hell I texted her about. That's what it's felt like during pandemic to me. You go off, you take care of yourself. You come back, you resume a conversation that died a slow death without you. But things are starting to improve. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but they are starting to talk about the fact that the vaccine is making it so that in-person gatherings can start happening. Just small ones. But they're talking about without masks, there can be gatherings. Once you're fully vaccinated and you've passed that 2 weeks past your vaccination, then you can start gathering in small groups. Do you know how long It's been, no, you know how long it's been since I gathered in a small group. It's the same amount of time since you gathered in a small group. So I'm feeling kind of upbeat this week. I'm excited about the fact that I'm going to be able to see some friends in their homes sometime soon. It is really lonely here. I have a dog. He can't talk. And my partner is an introvert. Not much of a talker. So there's a lot of Dixie talking. And then there's a lot of quiet time in response to it. So the closer we get to small gatherings and people, the sooner we're going to be to larger gatherings. Which means I may have been wrong about that thing where I said we are not going to have any live shows in 2021. They haven't given us any information about gathering in large crowds yet. But I'm starting to talk to people who are making plans for big events. They are cautiously optimistic, but things are starting to be planned for later on in 2021. Does that mean that body storytelling can come back in 2021? I have no idea. But right now, I have been that person that everybody has said, we're closer to the end than the beginning. And the beat down part that is tired of looking at the walls of my house has said, that might be true for you. You are not a live event producer, but I will happily eat my words if I'm wrong about that. I would love nothing more than to start producing shows again, to see people, to hug them, crazy talk, all of that. And honestly, I'm really excited about this week's live stream. It's a big fucking deal. So I hope you can join us. There's information in the podcast about what's happening with the live stream, but but yeah, hope. It's a thing right now. Have you had trouble sleeping lately? If you follow this podcast, you know that the pandemic and everything else has had me in a state. I decided it was time for a change, and I wondered what I could control right now. I thought on that for a few days, and then I woke up one morning with a crick in my neck and achy hips and back, and I realized that my terrible mattress was making everything worse. I don't know how old that thing was, because it was a hand-me-down when I got it, but even that happened a long time ago, and it was time for a mattress upgrade. Obviously, it's been a long time since I've had to go mattress shopping, and I wasn't sure how I was going to go out and shop in the world. I did not want to go lay on a bunch of mattresses to try them out. And so I poked around and I discovered Helix. Helix's website says you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep. But I mean, how do I know how to find a mattress that's right for me and my partner? They have soft, medium, firm mattresses, the website said. Mattresses that cool you down if you sleep hot. And there were a lot of awesome choices, but as a newbie, I felt pretty overwhelmed. And then I found the Helix quiz. Helix Sleep has this quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. It asks for my height, weight, how I sleep. I sleep on my side. And then it asks for my partner's height and weight. Y'all, he is so tall. And how he sleeps. And in less than 2 minutes, the Helix quiz offered up something I didn't even know existed. The Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. What? That exists? I'm fat. My partner Bent is big and tall, and if I'm truthful, even my St. Bernard Quake is a giant. So I'm over the moon that a mattress for plus-size people exists, but it gets even better. It shipped quickly. We had the perfect contactless delivery. We opened the box, and a couple of hours later, it was ready to try out. It was soft. It was supportive. It was built for love. This thing is the perfect mattress for sex. It felt like a cloud. This mattress is ready for whatever. So I'm sleeping so much better. Bent loves it. Quake loves it. Last night, all three of us piled up on this queen-size mattress, and Quake was shifting around, but I couldn't feel any movement at all. It's such a huge improvement over our old saggy mattress. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to a mattress store again. And Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. And they've given me a huge discount to share with you. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows to the listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast at helixsleep.com/DIXIE. So yeah, safe, contact-free delivery, fast, easy setup. Everyone who's sleeping on it thinks this is the best thing ever, even the dog. Life right now is so hard, but a good night's sleep can make it so much better. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dixie, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Go to helixsleep.com/Dixie for up to $200 off and two free pillows. It's time for a story. And if you know me, you know how much I love working with somebody who's never done storytelling before. I love the excitement and the nervousness. I love to work with them and pull out the details, help them find the story and what it's about for them. And I got to do that with this storyteller. They were a comedian who had never told a story on stage before and was such a joy to work with. This story was told at the Punchline at Sketchfest Comedy Festival a couple of years ago. I hope you enjoy it. This storyteller is Alex Black.
What's up, y'all? You guys are kind. It's weird, I can see all of your faces.
Isn't that awesome?
No. I'm a small person. So I don't normally tell stories, I normally do stand up. So if I'm terrible, that's my scapegoat, you guys. I'll tell you guys something that happened to me. I was 20. Shit, that was a long time ago. I was 20 years old, and I was in college, and I was volunteering at a film festival in Santa Barbara, in case you're wondering where I got this accent. And I was doing it so I could get a punch on my membership card, because you guys know how lesbians do. But it was fucking pouring, like it had been raining all weekend, just raining so hard. And I had gotten a ride there from a friend. They were very smart. They figured that I'd flake if I had to take myself, and I would have. So they gave me a ride, but my shift was over. It was the end of the afternoon. My shift was over. Theirs was not, so I was just fucking stranded at this boring-ass film festival. I'm not a cultured person, you guys. I was doing it for, like, the free food and the free booze that I wasn't old enough to consume. So I was outside. I found myself outside just kind of willing the time to pass, leaning against the wall, staring through the rain, imagining that, like, some Tori Amos was playing to make it look really cool. And I noticed across the way this very fucking intriguing looking dyke just kind of letting me eye fuck her gently. I had gone outside to smoke a cigarette because I smoked cigarettes at that time. She had come outside just to be the object of my eye fuction. apparently. So. And here's the thing, she wasn't normally like what I would call my type. She was taller than me, I'm insecure about that. She was a little bit older than me, maybe I would say 20 years, give or take. But she was fit and she had like a great smile and like kind of like Bieber hair before Bieber was even a thing, you know? Like, literally before Bieber was a thing. And Uber and Lyft hadn't been invented yet, so I was like, let's see where this goes. So she walked up to me. It's still raining at this point, you guys. And she leans against the wall next to me, and she looks over at me and says, I really want to kiss you. No preamble. I said, okay? And then we started making out in the rain like a fucking alternate universe Nicholas Sparks novel. She was a fantastic kisser, you guys, which I always know to be a precursor to Fantastic Head. So, the next words out of my mouth were, where do you live? I followed her to her truck, because of course she drove a truck. It turns out we drove the same fucking truck in different colors. And then we raced to her apartment, which was fucking spotless. Thumbs up for that. I'm a clean person. So this is the point where a Netflix and chill joke would fit in if Netflix was a thing at the time. But it wasn't. So there was no Netflix, there was no chilling. There was a lot of making out on the floor and dry humping and eventually nakedness in the living room. And that is when I found myself on all fours being fingered from behind. Which was nice. But it wasn't, like, great. Not saying that her technique was not, like, fucking on point, you guys. Like, anyone else, that would have gotten the job done. But that is when I realized that I am not a bottom. And she was taller than me and stronger than me, but I think she was feeling what I was feeling. And so she let me kind of jujitsu flip her over. And then I got on top and, you know, went to finger blasty work land. That was when she whispered to me, I want to ask you something. And I started to panic. And she said, what's your name? In a Canadian accent, you guys. That was how we met. The first time that we had sex at my place, she showed up with a bag of fucking groceries from Trader Joe's. Score, right? I was 20 years old. And a bottle of wine, like, is this real life? Are you kidding me? I can't buy this on my own. And my loft bed in my tiny apartment, studio apartment, it was like the size of a shoebox, maybe a little bit smaller. The bed was impossible to get into, so we used the floor, which happened to have a mattress on it already. And we proceeded to sample some of my finest strap-ons. Because she couldn't pick just one. And at that moment, I understood where mommy and daddy issues come from. And I often wondered if she ever thought about adopting me, because you know white people, right? As I was fucking her, with her legs over my shoulder, her moans were punctuated by a, oh my God, how did you learn how to do this? And what I wanted to say was, I mean, I'm kind of a pussy nerd, like, When I was in the closet, like, the door was kind of open, but, like, I spent all of my time just reading every lesbian sex book I could find. You know how trumpet players, they practice their fingering by pantomiming a trumpet? I do that with pussy. But what I actually said was, shut up, turn over. So that continued for about a month, and then she ended up moving back to Canada, which was the best breakup I ever had. I'm bad at emotions. And she gifted me a book that was like a classic 80s S&M lesbian reader. And I skipped through most of the essays the first time around and masturbated through all the erotica. You know, it was dated, but it got the job done. Second time I read the whole book, you guys, and I learned that I am like a civilian top, right? I'm like a casual dom. I am not fit for the S&M army. But I respect it. I respect it. And I've also learned to never judge a butch by its cover. Thank you, guys.
You say we're friends and then we make out again. Wake up in my bed. All the right questions come off so sensitive. Then we get undressed. I know all the tricks up your sleeve. Know all your moves in the sheets.
Was Fuckboy by Bomb. You're pretty big on binge watching, aren't you? Well, if you become a supporter of Body Storytelling's Patreon, we have back-to-back live streams for you. It's kind of like eating a donut while you're waiting for your ice cream to show up. You can watch our last live stream recording to hold you over until you watch this weekend's live stream live with us. And then the recording goes up on Patreon. The only place that our live stream recordings live is on Patreon. It's the thing that is getting us through this pandemic. There's starting to be a little daylight at the end of the tunnel, but we've got a long way to go before we get back to live shows. And what do you get if you join Patreon? Well, we've got events coming up, like we have this thing called the BPC. If you look on Patreon, it says BPC, but really it stands for Butt Plug Club. So if you join the Butt Plug Club, we'll have little meetings. You put your butt plug in, you put your earbuds in, we all get together on a meeting, we have a chat, we tell stories. It's a brand new thing, and I'd love to have you there at the next one. We also have things like the confidant level, which means that you have people to talk to about the things that you don't have people to talk to about. This community is the most open-minded, loving, accepting group of people that you've ever met. I have been building this community for 14 years now. I am so proud of this community, and it's really living on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/body. B-A-W-D-Y. Join as soon as you can. Maybe you'll even get free tickets to this weekend's live show, which is gonna be epic. I can't wait. I'd love to see you there. Sign up for Patreon as soon as you can, and thanks in advance for your support. Well, that's our time for this week. But before we go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to Mosa Maxwell-Smith, to Joe Moore, to David Grossoff, who recorded this story at the Punchline for us, to Donal Mooney, and most of all, to Livestream Technical Director and Podcast Producer Marty Garcia. This was episode 165, y'all. Do you believe that? I never knew if I was going to stick with this podcasting thing, and we're still going. It makes me so happy to hear from you, to read your reviews, your fan mail, all of that. So if you'd like to get back to me, it's Dixie at Body Storytelling, or better yet, post a review where other people can know that you love this podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, episode 165. Stay safe, perverts, and we'll see you next week.